listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
And now it's time to touch base with our travel expert, Sharon Emerson, with her company, Cruise and Tour Planners. Sharon talks about all kinds of wonderful ideas every month and gets us up to date on what we need to do, what we need to stay away from, all that good stuff. And Sharon, what are we talking about this week?
Well, I thought we would stay close to home.
Okay.
Because some people don't want to go to Europe, or they don't want to go to the Caribbean, and they don't want to fly, or whatever the reason is. So there's some great travel opportunities in the United States on rivers in the U.S., and then coastal cruises along both the eastern seaboard and the west. So you can do small vessels, you can do river boats. There's all kinds of variety and sizes. And the reason I love these is because you get history also.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, like, for instance, on the Snake and Columbia, you hear about Lewis and Clark. When I was in grade school, we studied Lewis and Clark, but I don't know if they do anymore. But there's a historian on board, and they will give you all the story about Lewis and Clark. And that's just an extra added feature to the cruise. So there's all kinds of different historical things. In the Mississippi River, well, history is huge on the Mississippi. So you learn about the riverboat captains, and you learn about the history of how they fought each other and tried to get the best routes. And there's all kinds of history going through.
Oh, yeah.
There are some paddle wheelers. So those are great for history.
Mm-hmm.
They go slow, and they have the calliope and all the ambiance of the old paddle wheelers. And then there's some small vessels, some more like yacht type vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on different rivers in different places. So those are the main two. Some of them are a little bit bigger. Some of them are like, there's one company now putting the river boats like they have in Europe. They're putting that on the Mississippi. But I think that's too big. I think you need the smaller to get into the little ports, the little towns along the way.
So you mean the yacht type vessel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the food is always fantastic on those.
Oh, yeah. It's local. You know, you're going to have whatever they pick up as they go along. It's great. You'll have some of the historical kind of cooking, maybe the Cajun cooking from New Orleans. And of course, on the West Coast, you're going to have the salmon and
yeah.
all of the seafood.
But, you know, another thing that's really cool about the yacht-type vessel and then these smaller, intimate vessels, as you mentioned, is, you know, you get up close and personal, not only with the history surrounding and some of the narration that you get and some of the folks that are giving you the tour there, but the wildlife and the scenery. You can almost just put your glass out and, you know, if you're talking about a glacier, you've got,
yeah.
you know, you can fill your glass with water.
Yeah, and different, and they'll go into places that bigger vessels can't get into, especially when you're looking at Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
From maybe Seattle or from Juneau. Maybe you fly to Juneau and take a little tiny boat and you go up into the little glaciers and the waterfalls. And a lot of them have these ramps that come down out of the bow and you just walk off onto the shore. Or they put you in a Zodiac.
Yeah.
Go up into an inflatable type boat and then you just go up to the dock and you walk all around if you want to. If you're not able to walk, that's great. I mean, it's all ages of people, so maybe you just want to sit on the deck of the vessel and look at the scenery. You
yeah.
might see a bear come down, or you'll see whales and porpoises. And
but, you know, you were mentioning earlier about the trip on the Snake River. Now, that's you're referring to the paddle wheelers there?
There's two paddle wheelers. There's also another vessel that does that. But I just think the paddle wheeler adds to the history
mm-hmm.
of
oh yeah
because that's how they went up. Also, there's a paddle wheeler from Seattle goes to Alaska every summer.
Oh, really?
And that's how the miners used to go. They would get on that paddle wheeler out of Seattle and go up to Juneau. I think it stops in Juneau.
Yeah.
Now
how long does that usually take?
I think that's a 7-night.
Wow.
They Yeah,
that'd be cool.
And when they come up to a pod of whales or something, unlike the big vessels that don't stop, they've got their schedule, and bless your heart, they're going to be in port at 6 o'clock in the morning, come hell or high water.
Right.
But this one will stop. These guys will stop, and they'll float around.
Oh, yeah, they break for bald eagles.
Yeah, they do. I love it.
Yeah, they absolutely do, and that's the great thing about these small trips, which are my favorite. You know, they no doubt about it, you really get a taste and a flavor of the environment and like the wildlife, the scenery, everything, the history, all of that. Now, you know, we're talking predominantly U.S. river and coastal cruises now. So, you know, what about East Coast?
Oh, East Coast is just full of all kinds of little places to go. There's a company that goes up the East Coast and stops in different places as you go. I had some clients on there, and they said they were cruising underneath the Statue of Liberty as the sun came up.
Oh, wow.
They played, I think they played God Bless America or something, or the Star-Spangled Banner.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they said there wasn't a dry eye on the boat.
I can imagine. And then thinking about upstate New York in the fall.
You can go up. You can go up to the Chesapeake area. Chesapeake Bay gives you a lot of Civil War history.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Civil War history all up and down the East Coast.
Right, right.
So you'll see a lot of that. And in the fall, oh my gosh, you go to the fall foliage cruises, and the color is just spectacular.
A goosebump moment.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you want to see that, and you want to do it slow. You're not there to break records and, you know, get from point A to point B in such and such a time. They kind of poke along.
Yeah, and I like that.
And we've seen them. My husband and I, we go and we stop a lot when we poke around, and people are going by, just whipping by,
oh, yeah.
And we're standing there watching a mama bear and her cubs,
mm-hmm,
down by the river or,
mm-hmm,
something, and nobody else sees it, you know. So you need to take your time, and the history is great, Civil War is great, if you do a little bit of reading beforehand. But their historians are on board, and they'll tell you everything you need to know as you go along.
They really will. They really will. I've learned so much that way. Now, what about in the South? Can you cruise the waterways there, like Savannah?
Uh-huh, you can. And you can go along the coast.
The intracoastal waterway?
Yeah, and along the coast of the Mississippi,
mm-hmm,
and down in there. In fact, there's a paddle wheeler from New Orleans that goes to some of the Civil War, and the mansions, you know, the plantations, those are awesome, and you get to stop and go and see how the people, can't you picture yourself sitting on a deck with a mint julep?
Oh, yes.
And your big fancy skirt.
Uh-huh. I don't know that I'd have the hat.
I know.
Yeah, I'd have my pinky out, though. I'd have my pinky extended. Now, the Mid-Atlantic, then, from Baltimore to Charleston is also gorgeous, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that Charleston, Savannah area.
The coast of Maine and the harbors there, what about that area?
You can go all the way up and through the Erie Canal into the Great Lakes.
Love it.
And you go in there, and then again, you poke along the lake shore and stop and see these different sites. It's amazing. I love these small vessels.
Oh, I do too. And you mentioned about the Mississippi River. And, of course, all the tributaries there. But lots of paddle wheelers in there for New Orleans and probably Cumberland River and all that.
And they have theme cruises. So if you have a particular, like a Civil War or Mark Twain, maybe you love Mark Twain,
mm-hmm,
take your family, like, for Christmas or Thanksgiving and celebrate it in that area. Up and down the Mississippi.
You get to see all the nooks and crannies.
Uh-huh.
And all that good stuff. And we've talked many of the areas, but heading south on the West Coast, the wineries and all of that.
Napa
Valley and
River, yeah. There's winery tours, and they stop at several different wineries. And that's kind of cool because you can have a drink at each one and not have to drive.
You have a designated driver there. And the Sea of Cortez in Baja, my gosh, small ship with the wildlife in there.
Oh, yeah, and the whales having their babies down there, and you get into a small Zodiac and putts out there. You know, there's there's a law that says a vessel can only get so close to these whales and porpoises and so forth. But if they come up to you, there's not much you can do about it.
Right.
I've been on a small Zodiac-type vessel down there in the Sea of Cortez, and they come, those big old whales, they come up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's touch them.
Hello, I'm here. Now, quickly before we head off, the length of time and year, the cost, anything you want to throw in before we head out for the options to take advantage of and embarking and on this sort of adventure?
Well, there's just, I mean, any time of year you want to go, we can find you something somewhere. The West Coast, not so much, because it stops, you know, the winter, the seas out here are pretty.
Exactly.
So you can go south. You can go down to the Sea of Cortez in the wintertime. That's awesome from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, the Mississippi, all up the East Coast, you can do some of that most of the year round.
Exactly. But the most important thing here, we need to talk to a professional certified cruise consultant, and that would be you.
That's me.
That would be Sharon Everson. So I'm going to give some information. Once again, Sharon's company is called Cruise and Tour Planners, and you can reach her at 206-367-7657, and definitely go to the website as well at cruiseandtourplanners.com. Well, I thank you so much, Sharon. We get so much information out of you every month.
See, it's fun.
All right. Talk to you next month.
Bye-bye.
Stick around. We've got more coming up on Weekends Around the Northwest. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have a special day coming up, a wedding, honeymoon, reception, or anniversary? Then you should visit our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, because we have everything you'll need to help you pull off the big day. Whether you're looking for a beautiful cake, a gifted photographer, flowers, or arrangements, you'll find an exclusive selection, including some of the best companies within the metro area. Or maybe you're just looking for a well-needed getaway to kick back for a few days at a mountain or waterfront retreat, resort, or B&B. No problem. We've got you covered there, too. At SeattleHolidayCentral.com, you'll find a wonderful selection of restaurants, great escapes, seasonal events, and distinctive shopping destinations around Washington State. You'll also find informative sound bites from several of our featured merchants. So if you're looking for great ideas for special occasions or cool things happening around the area, be sure to stop by our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, or give us a call at 206-941-3500.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
Looking for a cool getaway? Then visit Westport Winery and Vineyards by the Sea, and you'll know why they were voted Best Northwest Destination Winery in 2010. The Coastal Winery boasts 32 award-winning wines available for tasting daily, along with Northwest cheeses, chocolates, and more. Make a day trip to the winery or stay the weekend to climb the lighthouse, walk the beach, and discover the docks. Westport Winery, including their tasting room filled with gourmet foods and wine-related gifts, is open daily from 11 to 6. The winery's incredible restaurant offers lunch and dinner service Thursday through Sunday. Westport Winery is also known as the best little bookstore on the beach, so whether you're looking for food, fun, or fine dining, visit Westport Winery to discover why they were voted the best destination winery in the Northwest. This family-owned farm is located halfway between Aberdeen and Westport, with guided tours of the grounds and sculpture garden available on request. For more information about Westport Winery, visit westportwines.com.